The Night Sky this month is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
Hello, everybody. The Night Sky in December. Well, one nice thing about the winter months is that the evenings start earlier and we have more chance to observe the sky if it's clear. In fact, around the beginning of December, the sun sets earliest in the day. You might expect that to happen at the winter solstice, but because the Earth has an elliptical orbit, things get slightly out of skew. So, in fact, because the evenings are long when it's dark, we've almost got two parts of the sky we can observe. If you go out soon after dark, as in fact I did last night, you can look up and you can see the bright star Vega high in the west. And just below and towards the south is Cygnus the Swan, and below that Altair. Those three bright stars make up a triangle. It's called the Summer Triangle because it's nice and visible in the summer, but because of the fact that the sky gets dark so early in the winter months, we can still see it throughout the autumn, pretty much up to Christmas. And that's a lovely rich region of the sky with Delphinus the dolphin below. Moving over to the south after sunset is Pegasus the winged horse, which is lying upside down because he's just been slain. Up to the left of Pegasus is Andromeda, and within Andromeda you have a chance to view the great nebula in Andromeda, the Andromeda Galaxy. Start at the top left-hand star of the square of Pegasus, move up two bright stars, curving up and to the right, then turn sharp right, two further stars, and you come to what you should see is a fuzzy glow. Andromeda, nearly 3 million light-years away, lies below the constellation of Cassiopeia, which is above. And the V of stars that make up part of the W, the lower V, they actually point down to M31, the Andromeda Galaxy as well, another way to find it. So there's quite a rich sky visible in the south and the west after sunset. But soon after sunset, rising in the northeast, will be that lovely star cluster, the Pleiades, followed not long after by the Hyades cluster with Aldebaran, the Eye of the Bull in Taurus. And then, visible around the 8 o'clock mark, 8:30 perhaps at the beginning of December, and earlier still by the end, is that beautiful constellation of Orion the Hunter. The three stars of his belt point up towards Taurus, the Hyades and the Pleiades, and to the left, but rising somewhat later, is the brightest star in the northern hemisphere, which is Sirius. With binoculars, look at Sirius and just drop below it a few degrees, and hopefully you'll pick up a little group of stars. It's a very nice open cluster called M41, and with a telescope you can see that one of the stars in it is a lovely orange-red colour, which contrasts beautifully with the blue colour of the other stars. Up to the left of Orion are Gemini the twins, and we'll come back to those a little bit later because we have a meteor shower this month, the radiant of which lies in fact in Gemini. So really one of the best times of year, I think, now before Christmas. We have the wonderful area around Cygnus the Swan in the early evening, and if you're prepared to stay up to about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, perhaps earlier at the end of the month, you've got this most beautiful region around Orion the Hunter. Now, in the last couple of months, we haven't really had very many planets to observe because they've all been either in front of or behind the Sun. In fact, the only planet we've been able to observe for a while, apart from Uranus and Neptune, which are not really easily visible except without a telescope, is in fact the planet Saturn. It's about 5 degrees up and to the right of Regulus in the constellation of Leo. And whereas normally we see the planets moving eastwards across the sky, at the start of December, Saturn starts moving westwards. It's called retrograde motion. And it's because of the fact that the Earth is sort of moving around the Sun more quickly, sort of running around on the inside track. So we see it actually move away from Regulus somewhat, back towards Cancer. And then after a couple of months or so, it then moves back and actually passes Regulus on its way beyond, down below to the left of Leo. It rises about 9:30 p.m. in the northeast as December starts. It's highest in the sky due south at about 4 a.m. But by the end of the month, you can knock an hour off those two times. It's about 0.4 magnitude, pretty bright. Not as bright as it sometimes can be, because the rings are now only about 15 degrees from edge on. They're gradually closing, and so over the next couple of years or so, they'll get less and less visible, and overall Saturn will appear less bright. It still is, however, a beautiful sight in a small telescope, and you can easily find Saturn's largest moon, Titan. A bigger telescope, perhaps 8 inches or more, will show you 3 or 4 more of Saturn's satellites. Well, the other planets are just coming back into view. Venus passed behind the Sun on October the 27th, and basically it is now just coming to the point where you can see it low on the horizon just after sunset. Binoculars will probably help you. It's a good idea to get somewhere with a good low western horizon, be there before the sun sets, so you know the point where the sun's setting. And then as the sun sets and afterwards, just look along to the left and a little bit upwards, that's down towards the south and up a bit, and you should actually be able to see Venus. But in fact, later in the month and also in January, it'll be slightly higher in the sky, it'll set later than the sun, and it'll be easier to see. Now, three other planets, Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars, are just coming into the morning sky, and I'll talk about those together in one of the highlights of December. So let's finish with three highlights of the month, perhaps in order of when they happen. On December the 4th, in the early hours of the morning, from about 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the moon passes in front of the Pleiades cluster. So you see the individual stars of the Pleiades gradually being occulted. That means they go behind the moon, and then about an hour later reappearing. Now, slightly sadly, this particular passage of moon in front of the Pleiades happens when it's virtually full moon. So the moon will be very bright, making it quite hard to see the Pleiades. And what's really nice is when, in fact, the moon is perhaps at first quarter and the stars actually disappear behind half of the moon that you can't see because it's dark. That's very pretty. Well, it won't be quite as good as that, but nevertheless, it could well be worth a try. Now, I mentioned these three planets, Jupiter, Mars, and Mercury, that have just come around and are rising just before dawn. Around the 9th to the 11th of December, the three are actually very close in the sky. And, in fact, on the 11th, they're really within perhaps a degree or so. So it would make a very nice sight with a pair of binoculars or a small telescope. But again, you have to have a good eastern horizon this time and be able to watch about half an hour, 45 minutes or so before the dawn, before the sun rises, and you should see these three little planets, well, one big planet, two smaller ones, close together in the sky, making a very nice tight grouping. Not often you actually see three planets as close as that. So that's before dawn, any time from about the 9th to the 12th of December, but perhaps closest together on the 11th. Now, we do, in fact, finally have a meteor shower in December. It's perhaps one of the most steady ones that we can normally expect to see about 30 meteors per hour. It's called the Geminids, or they're called the Geminids, because the radiant of this meteor shower is in the constellation of Gemini, not very far from the star Castor. And Gemini, of course, lies above and to the left of Orion the Hunter. So in the early hours of the morning, in fact, any time from December the 7th, really, but peaking around the morning of the 13th, 14th, you have a good chance, somewhere after midnight, looking towards the east, to see some quite nice bright meteors. And with a bit of luck and a clear night, I hope you can. What's very nice around the 14th of December, which is when the peak is that the moon is near to new, so the light of the moon is not going to make it difficult to see the meteors. The moon didn't help the Leonids in November, even though we did manage to see a few. So it's a good month for observing the sky, perhaps not quite so good yet for the planets. That will get better as we move beyond December into the new year. Good hunting.